Let's introduce the Olympics Minister now. We're talking about you. You are there. Good evening to you, Minister.
Evening, Eddie, and good evening, Adrian.
Well, explain it to us then, because I'm sure you've been working out how to explain it to us.
Well, Adrian's right. The job of the National Audit Office is to look at a project like this. He's absolutely right. It's a very good phrase. They're employed to be Mr. or, in Margaret Hodges' case, Mrs. Gloomy. And what they have done is they've gone through the budget. They've looked at their start point. Is the figure that we've all agreed, the 528 of contingency that is remaining. They have then scored that off against every conceivable risk that could occur over the remaining course of the project, and then they've come down to that wafer-thin figure. Now that is, you know, that is prudent budgeting at one end of the extreme, but actually if you look back at this project over the course of the project, over its whole life, from the time we won the bid back in 2005, not every risk that has potentially been out there has materialised.
Where's the extra money that was announced yesterday come from then?
That has come from the contingency fund before
you got to 500.
Before we got to 528.
Okay, so you're bringing it in at this very late stage. Do you accept there could be more money having to be found from the contingency?
I suppose it is potentially a possibility. I don't think it's very likely. I mean, I would happily put £100 down now, if you'll do the same, that we will come in under budget. I mean, you have to remember with this, Eddie, just go back to the start point on this. This is the largest logistical exercise a country undertakes outside a major war. This is a very big, very complicated problem. Project 46 simultaneous world championships. I think people can tend to forget that a bit. You know, that means that there, you know, there are huge, huge pressures on this budget. I am confident, I'm confident as a minister, I'll say this now, and you may hang me for it later. I'm confident we can bring this in on time and under budget, but I think it is perfectly fair to say that's not going to be easy and it's going to be quite tight.
I've been here rather a long time. I think you and I talked when you were the shadow, sir.
Yep.
When we bid for it,
yep,
and we won it on the 6th of July year 2005, it was supposed to be a lot less than £9.3 billion, wasn't it?
That's absolutely correct, yes. The bid figure that we went in at, and I was the opposition spokesman at that stage, was, I'm an agent, will remember this as well, I think it was £2.375 billion.
So, I mean, you know, things do change. I just wanted to make that point.
Oh, yes. Let me give you another example, actually, Eddie. When I was taking the Olympic bill through Parliament, the National Audit Office gave us an enormous amount of stick because the building cost inflation estimate in the budget was not accurate. The building cost inflation estimate was about 6 or 7%. They wanted it much higher than that. Of course, as events have turned out, it's been absolutely nothing like that at all. So they can get it wrong as well as right.
Well, I accept that, but you and I could then argue about the £1 billion for extra security earlier on because of what happened on the 7th, and then we could talk about VAT. We won't get bogged down. I want you to listen to Margaret Hodge. This is what I think my listeners are really going to be interested in.
Ministers appear to have taken the decision suddenly to double the amount of money they're spending on the opening ceremony. This is the fireworks, you know, the few minutes at the beginning of the game. Another £40 million gone into that. Another £40 million. And at a time when we're all struggling to make ends meet and the economy's in such trouble, when we know there's so little left in that Olympics budget, I wonder if that 2 minutes on television is worth all that money.
How much is the opening ceremony costing?
Can we just correct some of the facts that are wrong in that? The first thing is that it's not on the opening ceremony. It's on four ceremonies, the Olympic opening and closing and the Paralympic opening and closing. None of that money is going up in fireworks. Her party, the Labour Party, agreed that this was a sensible way to capitalise on a moment when 4 billion people will be watching this worldwide.
I'm afraid that was a slightly silly rant.
Fine, as well.
But it still is incredibly emotive for my listener, and I want to know how much opening and closing. It's a technicality, and I think you know that, Minister. How much is it costing in total?
I can't give you the figure is the honest answer to that, Eddie, because it's The majority of the money is held inside the LOCOG budget. They're a private company. They are in commercial negotiations with a series of suppliers at the moment, and until those negotiations are complete, they are not...
No, Minister,
they
if you're giving an extra £40 million,
they are not going to
give
out the final
should be able to
figure.
Pay the tax. Tell the taxpayer how much in total it is costing.
No, I'm afraid I'm not able to do that, because that would break apart confidential commercial negotiations that the organising committee are undertaking with the suppliers.
Fine. You see, I sit here every day and I talk to people about libraries closing, about old people not being able to get meals on wheels. Your boss at the minute is over in Europe being shut out of a meeting while France and Germany try to keep hold of their AAA rating. We've got people here who are struggling, people who are held to 1% increases. The list goes on and on and on. Yet we are given an extra £40 million for opening and closing ceremonies. Can you understand how people might be annoyed by that?
I can, Eddie, if you present it in those terms. But actually, the London Olympics are a great national moment. They will generate huge amounts of economic and employment opportunities for this country. If we do not take the moment, if we do not capture that moment, if we don't make the most of the opportunities that are provided, we will face enormous criticism. And I will be back on your programme getting another rant like the one you've just given me.
Well, I look forward to you coming on. We miss you, sir. You know how we look forward to speaking to you, Minister. Thank you so much for your time. Minister for the Olympics.